Kind of interesting that Chris Wallace asked about Mitt Romney. He asked Joel Osteen, is a Mormon a true Christian? And this is in the context, again, of talking about Mitt Romney. What about Mitt Romney? Is a Mormon a true Christian? And Joel Osteen said, well, in my mind, they are. Mitt Romney has said that he believes in Christ as his Savior. And that's what I believe, says Joel Osteen. So, you know, I'm not the one to judge the little details of it. So I believe they are. Now, we're going to be talking about that next week right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Is there a distinction between the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints and the historic Christian church throughout the ages? Or is this divide a divide that can be papered over with rhetoric? Is this something that we can simply get rid of with glib little cliches? Well, according to official Mormon teaching, Jesus Christ is the first spirit child conceived and begotten by Heavenly Father and one of Heavenly Father's many wives, commonly referred to in Mormonism as Heavenly Mother. And just as Heavenly Father before him progressed to godhood, so in Mormon theology, Jesus progressed through obedience to the status of a god. And in the words of the late Mormon apostle, Bruce McConkie, Jesus Christ, by obedience and devotion to the truth, attained that pinnacle of intelligence that ranked him as a god. Now, Mormons also teach that Heavenly Father subsequently had many more spirit children. We ourselves are thought to be spirit children or spirit siblings of Jesus Christ. And the Mormon thus refers to Jesus Christ as our elder brother. Mormons believe that even Satan is a spirit brother of Jesus. And by the way, Mitt Romney knows this. He's not a Jack Mormon. He's a Temple Mormon. He understands Mormonism. He's a very smart man as well. So while the LDS spokespersons and people that oftentimes are in the public eye like to obfuscate this fundamental of Mormon teaching, the apostles of the Mormon Church and current official publications of the Mormon Church affirm the fact. For example, Ensign says this, on first hearing, the doctrine that Lucifer and our Lord Jesus Christ are brothers may seem surprising, especially to those unacquainted with latter-day revelations. But both the scriptures and the prophets affirm that Jesus Christ and Lucifer are indeed offspring of our Heavenly Father and therefore spirit brothers. But as the firstborn of the Father, Jesus was Lucifer's older brother. So here's an official publication of the Latter-day Saints pointing out what we say on the program all the time. So if you're a Mormon listening to me, I'm not arguing from anti-Mormon sources because I'm not anti-Mormon. I'm not anti-anybody. What I am is against a theology that enslaves people. And again, this is not just the magazine, but look at the LDS Teacher's Manual, Gospel Principles, and it will tell you, quote, we need a Savior to pay for our sins and teach us how to return to our Heavenly Father. Our Father said, whom shall I send? Two of our brothers offered to help. Our oldest brother, Jesus Christ, who was then called Jehovah, said, here am I, send me. Satan, who was called Lucifer, also came saying, behold, here am I, send me. I will be thy son, and I will redeem all mankind, that one soul shall not be lost, and surely I will do it. Therefore, give me thine honor. Of course, in sharp contrast to this kind of nonsense which has been perpetrated on people by the Mormon Church, the biblical witness is clear, and it's convincing. Jesus Christ is the eternal creator God. And the Apostle Paul explicitly teaches that Jesus is the creator of all, including the angelic realm to which Satan belongs. So again, you have to decide, are you going to believe what the Mormon Church is teaching with respect to Jesus Christ, or are you going to believe what the Bible unequivocally teaches with respect to Jesus Christ?